The Environmental Protection Agency is cutting a deal with one of the nation's dirtiest and fastest-growing industries, large-scale livestock operations that raise and slaughter hogs, chicken, and cattle. The animals that live on factory farms in the United States now produce more waste than people each year. But studies of the possible effects on public health are few and far between. EPA officials say that lack of data makes it hard to force factory farms to buy more treatment equipment, and this new deal will change that. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Peggy Birchmeyer's family farm in Milton, Iowa, is surrounded by factory-scale hog operations. Each fall, the owners of these operations get rid of their hog manure by spreading it out on nearby fields, creating an ungodly stench.
You know, the noxious, gassy odor of a sewer backing up? Only worse because it's manure that's been stored for approximately 1 year in a pit.
While the manure is being spread, Birchmeyer and her family retreat into a special filtered room in the basement of their house, cooking food in a second kitchen and watching lots of TV. Going outside means risking getting sick, she says.
Very flu-like symptoms. You know, your brain gets like it's short on oxygen, which it is, and you've got gases going in. And so you get this intense headache. My mother-in-law vomited the first year, and that's when we had lunch in the basement the first time.
Birchmeyer has no scientific proof of a link between the hog waste and her flu-like symptoms, but Michelle Merkel, a former enforcement officer with the Environmental Protection Agency who now works for the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project, says complaints like those have become more common as the factory farms have spread.
Complaints about people having neurological problems or being woken up in the middle of the night by the stench or not being able to go outside during the summer. And these complaints were very similar to those complaints of folks living on the fence lines of refineries, for example.
Small family farms are not covered by the Clean Air Act, but large factory-scale operations are. The problem is that measuring the pollutants that rise off these farms has never been an easy thing to do, mostly because they don't have smokestacks like refineries or factories. Instead of mounting sensors on a single point source, regulators will have to cover whole farm fields, not to mention barns, waste lagoons, and processing facilities. Tom Skinner, head of the EPA's enforcement office, says this information will never get collected without the help of the farmers themselves. And so last week, he offered to give these companies 4 years of immunity from pollution laws like the Clean Air Act, but only if the owners of the factory farms agreed to help the EPA conduct a crash study of potential air pollution problems.
They essentially sign up to provide that information or to participate in the program. We take that monitoring data and calculate what are called emissions factors. Those emissions factors are what will allow us to determine whether or not these facilities are in violation.
Factory farms will be obligated to reduce their emissions if they are found to be in violation of the Clean Air Act. The details of this offer were published in the Federal Register on Friday. Reaction from the poultry and cattle industries has seemed noncommittal, at least so far. But Dave Roper, a hog farmer from Idaho who speaks for the National Pork Producers Council on environmental issues, has a hunch his colleagues will sign up in droves.
I think the consent agreement actually puts producers in a good light because they're being proactive. They're taking a risk to say, you know, I don't know what these emissions are, but I'd really like to know.
Activist groups don't like this voluntary deal at all, and some have charged that it's a little more than a delaying tactic. A spokesman for the Sierra Club has dismissed the arrangement as, quote, an agreement of the polluters, by the polluters, and for the polluters. Like Michelle Merkel, the Sierra Club also notes that the EPA has the right to take these farms to court and force them to conduct pollution readings. But Skinner says that approach would only delay the process of gathering essential pollution information. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.